First of all, I want to address all the children, the next generation in English. Do you know my name? Pastor Stephen. You recognize my face, but probably you don't remember my name.
我首先要跟这里的青少年们讲一句话，我的名字叫 Pastor Stephen， 你们认识我吗？
I want you to look into my eyes, and I want to thank you, and I want to say a few words to you. 你们很乖，你们今天穿得很整齐，上帝爱你们。
Oh. Okay, children, I want you to look into my eyes. Okay, I want to tell you that you are wonderful today. You look beautiful, you're dressed perfectly, and most importantly, I want to tell you that Jesus loves you.
Strangely speaking, when I was your age, I was a little child before. Mm-hmm.
怎么？
When I was a child, like your age,
当我还像你们还小的时候
，I remember so clearly when I went to worship. I went to worship with my parents.
我记得呢，以前我去崇拜呢，不是跟着我爸妈去一起去崇拜的。
It was a small church.
当时的教会是一个小教会。
So everybody jammed together and jam packed to listen to the word of God.
所以呢，坐得很急很急，都是满满的。但是大家都挤在一起去听神的话。
My parents were very excited and they sang very loudly, very loudly.
我爸妈每一次都非常非常的兴奋，而且呢，唱歌唱得好大声啊。
And when it gets to sermon time, I lean against my mother's shoulder.
那么到了讲道的时候呢，我就挨在我妈的这个旁边。
Sometimes.Honestly, most of the time, I fell asleep.
老实说，大部分时间呢，我就马上就睡着了。
But I remember the feeling.
但是呢，我清楚记得这个感觉。
I remember the feeling going to church.
我清楚记得上教会去。
I know my parents and all the uncles and aunties, they love God so much.
我记得我爸、我妈、我的这个叔叔姨姨，他们都非常非常的爱上帝。
As I close my eyes today in the worship,
今天刚才当我在崇拜当中，当我闭上眼睛的时候
，All the childhood memory comes back to me.
那么儿时的所有的回忆都回来了。
As if we were worshiping God together with my parents.
就给我的感觉呢，就是好像以前我跟我爸我妈一起崇拜的。
And I can sense that everybody here is very silent and very they love the Lord so much.
我也感觉到这里的人呢都是很专心的崇拜，都很爱上帝。
I'm very happy for you.
我为你们高兴。
我们一起也为到我们的下一代来鼓励他们，来鼓励他们爱神，也来教会，好不好
？Let us encourage our next generation. Encourage them to love the Lord.
This is for you. This is for you. Remember. 我们要感谢神，在2013年我们1月6号搬到这个大堂里边。
We have to give thanks to the Lord since we moved into this main sanctuary earlier this year.
大概有800多人坐在这里一起敬拜神。
We have more than 800 people. We've had more than 800 people worshiping the Lord here.
我们经过了40日，又经过了我们5月份的我们15周年的献堂。
We went through the 40 days in the Word, and then we went through our celebration, anniversary celebration.
然后我感觉到大家有个很愉快的一个暑假。
And then I sensed that we all had a great summer.
我们的新收回来，在九月份我们有培灵会。
And then we entered September, the devotional meetings.
然后我们又进入到很快的年底，我们有张伯林牧师的这个的布道会。
And then before we knew it was the end of the year, we had Pastor 张伯林 and his evangelical meetings.
我们真的要大大的感谢神，国语堂的弟兄姊妹，上帝选择我们来服侍他。
We give thanks. We give thanks for the Lord for having chosen this Mandarin ministry to serve Him.
上帝拣选我们每一个，也拣选我们的下一代。
The Lord has elected us, elected every one of us, and elected our children.
让我们能够立上加立，恩上加恩。
And He has blessed us so that we have come from strength to strength.
我们也感谢上帝，你知道在张伯苓牧师的星期六晚上的布道会里面。
We give thanks because you know, we remember that on the night of John Boley, Pastor John Boley's evangelical meeting,
忽然你知道这个 building 里面呢，忽然没有电了，黑了，知道吗？
Did you remember that all of a sudden the power went out, the lights went out?
但是有很多的这些的叔叔 uncle 来到前面来信耶稣。
Yes, last Saturday.But still, people, many, many people came out to dedicate their lives to Christ.
你知道谁最容易相信耶稣啊？是你们这个小朋友的这个年纪，还是叔叔阿姨？哪一个年纪信耶稣比较容易啊？
Guess who finds it easier to trust in Jesus? Is it children like yourselves, or is it?Older people like your parents and uncles.
当然是小朋友信耶稣最快，对不对？
Of course, children will most readily give their lives to Jesus.
Uncle, auntie, 叔叔、阿姨很不容易信耶稣。
Our uncles, our aunties, our parents, we take a little time to trust in Jesus.
但是我们感谢上帝，有44个叔叔跟阿姨出来这里信耶稣。
But we give thanks because that night, more than 40 uncles and aunties and people came out here to give their lives to Jesus.
我们今年一共加起来有200个叔叔跟阿姨一起信耶稣。我们要不要高兴来谢谢我们上帝啊？我们一起来拍手好不好？
For the whole of this year, we have more than 200 people, uncles and aunts and adults, giving their lives to Jesus.
今年我们好忙好忙哦，但是上帝给我们更多的人来到他面前。
We have had a very, very busy year, but the Lord led many more people to us.
我们今年有好多的事情要感恩，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, we have lots and lots of things to give thanks for.
我们要学习成为一个感恩的人。
We have to learn to be a thankful person.
当我回头我的人生，当我回头我们今年。我心里非常多的感恩。
As I look back on my year, my heart is full of thanksgiving.
我们今天的圣经告诉我们要做一个感恩的人。
Today's scripture tells us to be someone who gives thanks.
诗篇五十篇里面告诉我们。
Psalm 50 tells us this.
原来上帝再不沉默了。
I'm sorry.
上帝再不沉默了。
God is not silent.
原来上帝很沉默，不讲话。
So was God silent? Did he not speak?
上帝再不能沉默，上帝要讲话了。
But now God says he is no longer silent. He is going to speak.
上帝要讲什么话呢？
What is he going to say?
他要讲一些的话，我们心里要记住的。
What he says, we'd better keep in our hearts.
上帝用吩咐的这种的方式来教导我们。
The Lord is speaking to us and telling us to respond.
要按照他的话去做。
To do as he tells us.
当然，如果上帝叫我们做的事情，我们不做，我们要改。
Of course, if the Lord tells us to do something and we don't do it, we have to change.
但是为什么圣经告诉我们，我们都做了上帝给我们做的事情，但是上帝还要责备我们呢？
Now, why does the Bible tell us that even when we do everything that the Lord says, okay, the Lord still, okay, admonishes us?
哦，原来我们做的时候那个动机是不对的。
It turns out that sometimes we do what the Lord says, but with the wrong motivation.
上帝叫我们要好像在圣经的当中叫以色列人要献祭。
For example, in the Bible, God tells the Israelites to make sacrifice offerings.
这是明明上帝吩咐以色列民族要献祭给上帝，这是上帝明明吩咐他们的。
This is something that the Lord tells the nation of Israel to do, to offer sacrifices.
圣经不是说他们已经做了吗？
And the Bible says, well, haven't they made sacrifices?
为什么上帝现在要不再沉默，要责备他们呢？
Why is the Lord speaking now and admonishing them?
原来献祭的人，他们的动机错了。
It turns out that they were making their sacrifices with the wrong motivation.
而且很多人都在那个错误的当中。
And then many, many people make the same mistake.
圣经50章的第9节告诉我们。
Verse 9 of Psalm 50 tells us.
那些以色列人是怎么样的以色列人呢？
Now, what kind of Israelites were they?
是比较有钱、比较富裕的犹太人。
They were the relatively rich Israelites. Okay? They were quite well off.
我们有跟犹太人做生意的，有犹太人做老板，你知道他们很会做生意的。
Now, those of us who have had business dealings with Jewish people, we know that they are very smart business people.
我们中国人也不吃亏。
The Chinese are not bad.
我们来到加拿大时候，我们要做人上人。
We come to Canada and we want to be somebody.
人往高处走，水往低处流。
So everybody wants to move up. Okay, nobody wants to move down.
当我们比别人更富裕，当我们比别人更充足的时候。
And so when we are moving up the mobility ladder,
我们社会上我们出人头地了。
When we have become somebody,
我们做主管、做经理、做老板。
When we become managers, supervisors, and business owners,
我们感觉我们手里有富裕，有所给了，给出去。
And then we feel that okay, we now own a lot, so we have more to give.
当我们比别人都好的时候，我们就有一个优越感。
When we find ourselves better off than other people, we feel that. Well, we are superior to them.
我们比他们好，我们有优越感，这对这个世界，对一般人来说，这是正常的。
Now, this is normal, okay, by the world standards, okay, feeling superior to other people when you're well off.
但是以色列人这样的在富裕的中间，如果对着神同样说，我有优越感，我能够给你的话，这就是上帝责备他的原因了。
But the Israelites made the mistake of behaving like this in front of the Lord. They said, we are better off than the other people. And God said, you have the wrong motivation.
第9节上帝说，我不要你们家中的公牛， 我也不要你们的山羊。
Verse 9 of Psalm 50 says, I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens.
公牛是为整个以色列民族所献上的是最尊贵的，那个叫公牛，献上公牛。Bull,
a bull is the ultimate sacrifice that the Israelites can give to the Lord.
山羊的话是为到那些贵族、为到那些的官员、官长去献给上帝的，比较尊贵一点的动物，这个是一个代表。A
goat wasn't bad either. A goat was a sacrifice that was usually made by those the rich people, the people who are in more important positions.
所以这一篇的圣经是对着以色列那些比较优越的、比较富足的人群来说的。
And so we know that this passage is written, it's directed at the rich people, the people who are better off.
同样对着我们今天的我们这群人。
And so today, as we listen to this scripture, we had better pay attention.
We
live in Richmond Hill.
We
are Chinese. We have become somebody.
We have become somebody.
We have to ask ourselves, are we in the same position as the people of Israel in those days?
我们手上有能力，我们比较富裕的时间，我们说，上帝啊，我要供应给你。
And now we have the means, we are relatively rich, and we say to God, well, God, I can give you this.
对于上帝来说，这种心态是不对的。
And God says, this is the wrong motivation.
因为上帝手上什么都不缺。
Because the Lord lacks nothing.
如果上帝要我们奉献，我们说上帝，我要给你，让你足够的话，我们的动机就错了。
If the Lord asks us for an offering and we say and we tell them, hey, this is yours, okay, that is the wrong motivation.
我们要特别的小心，会不会我们落在自大跟骄傲的当中？
And we had better be careful. Are we a victim of pride?
有时候我们甚至不甘心。
And sometimes we may not be really willing to give that offering.
我们也不得不给，因为上帝叫我们给，我们就给的不甘心，我们也给的不得不给。
We may feel that compelled to make that offering. We may feel, well, the Lord says I have to give, so I give.
有一些更是到一种的程度，我们几乎是要施舍跟怜悯上帝了。
And sometimes we give our offerings as though we were giving a pittance to the Lord, and giving. 施舍，
施舍。
Yeah, offering him a pittance as if he was a beggar.
上帝不需要任何的事情，上帝不需要我们供给他。
God lacks nothing. He does not need us to give anything to him.
我曾经住过台湾。
I lived in Taiwan for a while.
台湾的人拜偶像也很厉害的。
In Taiwan, people worship a lot of idols.
台湾的六四九叫统一奖券或开奖，这个开奖，六四九。
The 649 Lotto in Taiwan
叫统一奖券了，统一的啊，叫。
It's a unified system in Taiwan.
好多人在开奖之前，那些人就拜偶像啊，拜偶像。
And so on the day when they make the draw, everybody goes and worship the idols.
但你知道中奖只有一个人吗？
But you well know that okay, there is only one winning ticket.
那其他不中奖了怎么办？
What about the people who never win?
我自己没看到，我听说那些人把偶像丢的一地上都是。
Now I haven't seen it with my eyes, but then I have heard that those who do not hit the jackpot, okay, they smash their idols and scatter them all over the place.
有些人甚至说，我饿死你看你下次帮不帮我。
And some even say, okay, I'm going to starve you. You'd better help me.
我不给你水果，不给你猪肉吃，让你下次你帮不帮我？
I'm not going to offer you fruit. I'm not going to offer you roast pork. But you'd better help me next time.
因为你要靠我，所以我就不给你，我就控制你了。
And they say to the idols, okay, because you have to rely on me, and when I stop making those offerings,You're going to have nothing, so you'd better help me.
这样是一个错误的动机。
This is the wrong kind of motivation.
正确的动机是应该存着感恩的心，讨神喜悦的心，我们去奉献。
The right motivation is to make your offering with a heart of thanksgiving.
因为生命气息都在乎神。
Because life itself comes from God.
我们每吸一口气，这口气是一种恩典。
Every breath that we take, every breath that we inhale, it's by grace.
除了我们这个地球之外，外太空里面，我们所知道的星球上面是没有水、没有空气的。
Except for the Earth, on which we live, okay, there is no other planet like Earth, okay, on which we can survive.
上帝创造了大自然。让它有空气，我们可以活着。
The Lord created nature on earth, with and filled it with air and water, so that we can inhabit the earth and live here.
我们活着是恩典。
It's by grace that we live.
有时候我们听到弟兄姐妹或者新来的朋友也有这样说过。
Now we have heard some brothers and sisters say this, and even among new visitors.
他说我一路上来那么。那么顺利，我回头看，我觉得有一只手在帮我。
I have lived a life that was relatively trouble-free, and then I realized that there must have been a hand that was guiding me and helping me all these years.
没有错，我们可以移民，而且住在这个 Richmond Hill 这个地方。
Now, of course, okay, we were able to immigrate into Canada, and we can even live in Richmond Hill.
我不相信这是一个意外。
But I don't think this is an accident.
我相信上帝有一条路要让我们走的。
I believe that the Lord made a way for us to walk in.
因为机会是上帝所给予的。
Because opportunities are provided by the Lord.
圣经在传道书九章十一节那里说，他说我又转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必能胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得资财，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 there is a scripture like this.The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all.
今天你和我能够在这个殿堂的当中，是许多机会累积而成，你和我才在这里的。
It has taken a lot of opportunities and happenings over the years.For all of us to be gathered here today at this moment in this sanctuary.
你知道你身边的同学你的邻居很多人的能力都比你强都比我强但是为什么我会坐在加拿大这个地方
You well know that many of your neighbors, many of your classmates, they were probably stronger and more capable than you are. But why is it that you are now sitting here in Canada and they are not?
你有没有一个怀疑的眼光问为什么这个机会会临到我
Have you ever thought about why we have had this opportunity to be here?
这个机会是不是带我到一个目的地呢
Does this opportunity mean that I am going somewhere to a destination?
所以我们在一切遭遇的事情中间特别是上帝拣选我们在这里的
And so,In all our lives and all that has happened to us, okay, we had better think of what the Lord has elected us for.
我们知道一切都是上帝的恩典。
We know that everything is by grace.
有上帝的参与在里面。
We know that the Lord's hand is in everything.
所以上帝要提醒以色列人，也要提醒你和我。
And the Lord here reminds the nation of Israel, and also he is reminding you and reminding us.
总算是我们守了主日崇拜，总算是我们守了圣餐。
Even though we come to worship every week, even though we take part in Holy Communion every month,
甚至我们每一星期都有固定的奉献。
And even though we give, we tithe, we make offerings every week,
再加上额外加班的侍奉。
And then even though we take extra.We make an extra effort to serve in more ministry.
如果我们的动机是错的，就是说，上帝，我要给你，让你足够。
But if we do it with the wrong motivation, and if we in our hearts say that, Lord, I'm doing this for you,
我们就错了。
That is the wrong kind of motivation.
我们做任何的事情，我们的心都是以感恩为祭，献给神。
We better remember that whatever we do, we are making a thanksgiving offering. We have to do it with a heart of thanksgiving.
因为上帝一点都不缺。
Because the Lord lacks nothing.
好，我们讲完第一点，就是献上感恩的祭是一个正确的动机。
So that was point number one, making our offerings with a heart of thanksgiving. That is the right kind of motivation.
第二点。
Point number two.
在诗篇五十篇的第二十二节说，你们忘记神的人要思想这事。
In Psalm 50, verse 22, it says, Consider this, you who forget God.
诗篇一百零三篇的第一和第二节也提醒我们说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
In Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." But we are very forgetful people. We keep forgetting.
过了几年, 九一就忘记了。
A couple of years pass and we forget everything.
就内地的有地震有雪暴这些很快过几年就人就完全的忘记了。
Even when it's natural disasters, major disasters, earthquakes, we forget after a few years.
诗人告诉我们说，我的心啊， 你要称颂耶和华， 不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
But the scripture clearly tells us, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits."
有一次耶稣进入一个麻风村里面。
One time, Jesus met some lepers.
那些是不接近人住的地方。
And they were living in an area where nobody wanted to go to.
他们样子很丑，他们很臭。
They were sick, and they were, what were they smelled, actually?
十个麻风病的人来到耶稣面前说：“耶稣医治我。”
But 10 lepers came to Jesus and begged Jesus to heal them.
耶稣就医治了他们，十个完全的医治好了。
And Jesus healed them all 10 of them.
耶稣说：“你们去大祭司那边去做一个检查，如果你们这个病好了话呢，大祭司可以让你们回家。”
And Jesus tells them, "You better go to the high priest and let him check you out. If you're really, really clean, he will let you all go home."
有十个人去祭司那里看。
And so all 10 of them went to the high priest.
只有一个人想起来， 我好了。
Only one of them remembered, "Hey, I am clean.
我要回去谢谢耶稣。
I better go back and thank Jesus."
有十个人病了， 求耶稣医治他。
So 10 of them were lepers, and they went to Jesus for healing.
十个都好了，能站起来了。十个都好了，健康了。
All 10 of them were healed.
只有一个回去谢谢耶稣。
But only one of them went back to say thank you, Jesus.
那你会问那九个人为什么不回去谢谢耶稣啊？
You might ask, what happened to the other 9? Why didn't they go back to thank Jesus?
你不是好了吗？你为什么不说谢谢耶稣？为什么不说一句呢？
We would think, well, Jesus healed you. Why don't you go back and thank him?
可能有九个理由。
There may be 9 reasons.
有一个人说，我等待到真正痊愈之后再说吧。
One of them might have said, "I want to wait to see if the cure was real."
有一个说，等待是否一直的好下去再说吧。
One of them might have said, "I want to see if this will last."
有一个人说，我迟一点一定会去找耶稣的。
One might have said, "I'll go and thank him later."
有一个人就决定说，我从来都没有麻风病嘛。
One might have said, "Well, actually, I might never have had leprosy."
又有一个人说，我迟早都会好的。他医不医我，我迟早都会好的。
One might have said, "Well, sooner or later, I would have been healed."
有些人觉得是祭司医好他们，他们就归荣耀给祭司了。
One person might have said, "Well, it's actually the high priest who healed me, so glory to the high priest."
有人好了就说，其实耶稣也没做什么。
And one of them might have said, "Well, actually, Jesus didn't do anything."
又有一个人说，任何一个老师拉比都可以做的。
Another one might have said, "Well, any rabbi could have done it."
最后一个人说，其实我当时也快好了。And
the last one might have said, "Well, actually, I was close to getting well again."
有一个人记得，有九个人忘记。But
only one of them remembered to go back to thank Jesus when the other 9 forgot.
你祷告，耶稣回应你。When
you pray, Jesus answers your prayer.
你是 十个里面一个回去谢谢耶稣那个呢？
Are you the one who returns to Jesus to thank him?
还是那个九个有各种理由连耶稣一声谢谢都不说的人呢？
Or are you one of the other 9 who don't bother to go back to Jesus?
圣经说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
Scripture says, Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
我们怎么样去记得、去回应、去谢谢我们的上帝呢？
Now, how can we remember to go back to Jesus to give him thanks?
上帝教导我们亲近他的其中一个方法，就是定了礼拜天来礼拜我们的上帝。
God has ordained that one of the ways in which we draw near to him is by coming to church on Sunday to worship him.
表面说这好像一个诫命，一个命令是好像很严格的，没有人情的。
Now on the surface, this appears to be a commandment, a firm rule that is not negotiable.
但是是上帝一种教导人亲近他的方法。
But actually, this is a way in which God teaches people like us to draw near to Him.
让人可以固定的与他有一个紧密的关系。
This is to help us, to enable us to develop a relationship with God.
出埃及记二十章第八到十一节说：“当纪念安息日，守为圣日。”六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这日你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
In the book of Exodus, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day." By keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested. On the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
上帝定了七天为一个周期。
God has ordained 7 days as a week.
没有别的版本。
There are no other additions.
东方我们中国是那样，西方也一样七天。
It's the same in the East.And it's the same in the West.
从头到尾都是七天。
It has always been 7 days to a week.
创世纪早就告诉我们这七天是怎么来的，是上帝定的。
The book of Genesis tells us from the very beginning that this is the way that God made the earth, the world.
上帝分别一天出来，让我们纪念、感恩、献上给我们的上帝。
God has set apart one day.On which we worship and to give thanks.
所以说当纪念安息日。
And so the Bible tells us to remember the Sabbath day.
所以我们有今天礼拜天。
And so we have Sunday.
礼拜天是一周里面上帝给予我们休息的一天。
Sunday is a day of rest that God has given us.
他说一切的工作在六天里面做完。
He says, finish your work on the other 6 days.
你可以忙。
You can be busy.
你可以做更多的事情。
You can try to cram in more work.
但是六天要做完。
But you better finish everything in 6 days.
不要忘了给自己一天的休息。
Don't forget to set apart one day so you can rest.
在休息的中间，我们又纪念上帝给我们的恩典。
And on this day of rest,We remember the benefits, the grace of the Lord.
在这一天里面，我们纪念上帝的时候，我们就亲近上帝，我们就想起原来神爱世人。
On this day, when we give thanks to the Lord, when we worship God, we remember that God loves the world.
神给我们许多的东西，我们要感谢他。在礼拜天，我们献上我们的感谢。
God has given us a lot. God has given us everything, and so on this day.We have to give thanks to the Lord.
我们要感谢他，也要向至高者还愿。
We have to give thanks and we have to return thanks to the highest, to the most high God.
我不知道有没有跟大家分享过，我在澳洲有一个舅舅雪梨，他在现在在 Sydney 有一个舅舅。
I'm not sure if I told you the story before, but I have an uncle in Australia, in Sydney.
你知道吗？我的 uncle 以前在 Canada 念书。
You know, my uncle used to go to school in Canada.
他有一天在那个 stream, 那个 river 里面去游泳。
And one day he went swimming in a river.
因为他有个 kayak 流掉了，松了，他绑得好好的。对，kayak 走了，他下去游去救那个 kayak 回来。
And he was actually in the river trying to swimming to retrieve something.
在 Alberta 那个很冷的一个 river 里面游泳。
And it was a river in Alberta, and the water was very cold.
因为这个 kayak 拿不回来的时候，人家要罚钱。Give me the money, give me back.
And so, but he did retrieve the tire.
结果他游一游，游一游。都找不到那个开呀，他就沉下去了。
But he spent a long time swimming after the tire, but in the end he could not find the tire, and he became tired.
他就很冷，他就游不动了，他就沉下去了。
In the very cold water, he started sinking.
他是很会游泳的人，但是他没有力量，他下去了。
He is a very strong swimmer, but then he was tired at that point.
他就开始喝水。
And he was about to drown.
他在这个水底里面，他祷告，向上帝祷告。
And at that moment, he started praying.
真的，他说：“上帝，如果你救我，我能回家 see my daddy and mommy. If I can go back see my daddy and mommy, 我要成为传道人。
”And he said to God, he said, "If you save me, if I can go back.To see my dad and mom, I will become a pastor.
结果那个水把他就倒，他祷告完了，那个水把他一冲冲到那个石头上面，他就一上去，他就呼吸了。
And so, as soon as he finished praying, the water sort of rushed him up, and he broke surface, and he was able to breathe again.
他在水底嘛，那个水冲到他一个大石头，一上去他的头上去，他就吸到空气了。
He took one deep breath.
但是当时那个河流很黑哦，快日落了。
But it was getting dark. The sun was setting.
他看见旁边也没有人，那个水的声音很大。
All he could hear was the sound of the rushing water. There was nobody at hand.
他大概叫了几次 ，Help, help!
And all he could manage was to shout, "Help, help, help!"
竟然在天黑。水很急的河流里面有人听到。
And what do you know? At that point, as the sky was darkening and the river was running very swiftly, somebody heard his cry.
原来有一个 motorboat, 那个 couple 在上面钓鱼准备回去，他们还没有走，他听到有人。
It turned out that there was a couple in a boat. They were there fishing.And somehow they heard his cry for help.
他太太说：“我肯定听到一个人。”原来他们就用那个灯去照那个石头，一看就看到一个人在那里。
And the woman in that couple, the woman in the boat, decided to use a light to look for the source of that sound, and they found his uncle.
That's my uncle alive.
That was my uncle.
我的舅舅没有死，为什么？他 cry out to God.
My uncle didn't die on that day. Why? Because he cried out to God.
但是 underwater, 我的 uncle 怎么样？他 make a vow.
Now what he did was, while he was underwater, while he was almost drowning, he made a vow.
他说：“上帝，你救我，我就献给你。”
What he said was, God, if you save me, I will offer myself to you.
他现在就在 Sydney 这个悉尼的雪梨华人信义会里面做主任牧师。
He is now a pastor in the Sydney Chinese Church.
他还他的愿。
He made good on his vow.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有许愿
？Brothers and sisters, have we made any vows?
圣经说。
The Bible says,
在第十五节说，并在患难之日求告我，我必搭救他，你也要荣耀我。
In verse 15, Psalm 50, it says, You will call on me in a day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me.
我当讲的时候，弟兄姐妹，你有没有记得你跟神立约过呢？
And so, brothers and sisters, do you remember and keep your vows?
我们要感恩，但是我们也要还愿。
We have to give thanks, but we also have to remember our vows.
你有没有说，上帝，你把我女儿带回来的时候，我要向你要怎样怎样呢？
Have you made a promise to the Lord saying things something like, God, if you take my daughter and you bring my daughter to this church, I will do this and this and this for you.
上帝，你把我从贫穷出来，我现在买了房子了。如果我有一天我有房子，我这个房子要属于你，我要开放呢。
Or maybe you made a vow to the Lord that goes like this, God, help me get a house. And then you did buy your house and now you have a house. What are you going to do about it?
上帝，我很希望有一个很好的一个基督徒，我能娶到这样的基督徒，我们一辈子侍奉你。
Or did you make a promise to the Lord saying that God, find me a partner who is a Christian, and if you give me a partner who is Christian, I will serve you.
2013年快过了。
The year 2013 is coming to a close.
我们有做一切的事情，有没有用纯洁的动机是感谢神去献上呢？
As we look back on 2013, do we see the kind of motivation with which we acted?
我们有没有忘记上帝的恩典呢？
Have we forgotten what the Lord has done for us?
上帝很认真地对待他自己的话。
The Lord is very serious about his own promises.
上帝也希望我们很认真地对待自己向上帝说的话。
And the Lord expects us to be very serious about our promises to him.
因为我们在患难之日的时候，耶和华救了我们。
Because on the day of trouble, when we cried out to the Lord,He saved us.
God keeps his promise.
上帝是这个尊重他的承诺的。
我们也要回应，也要向神还愿。
And then we have to respond in the same way. We have to keep our vows.
诗篇103篇第一、第二节。
Psalm 103 verses 1 and 2.
告诉我们的，不是说上帝要给我们一些事情，我们去感谢他。
It does not tell us to give thanks for something that the Lord tells us to give thanks for.
我们感谢上帝是因为上帝他本身是良善的，他是智慧的。
We give thanks to the Lord for who he is.
他有怜悯，他有爱，对待我们这样的人。
We give thanks for his mercy, for his love.
诗篇103篇第三节说，他赦免你一切的罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。他救赎你命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如婴返老还童。
Psalm 103 tells us that the Lord forgives all your sins, heals all your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with love and compassion, satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed.Like the eagles.
这是一首歌，我想唱给你们听。我有感动唱一首歌。
I have an urge to sing you a song here.
这个叫主恩实在更多，就在这个圣经上面。
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切恩惠。他赦免你的罪，医治你疾病，他救你脱离死亡。主恩实在更多，主恩实在更多，超乎我所想，难以测度。主恩
实在更多。
阿门。
我禁不住的用我自己的声音去表达对上帝的谢意。
I couldn't help but express my thanksgiving in a song.
这是我嘴唇结的果子。
This is the fruit of thanksgiving that comes from my lips.
这是我真心在主日里面对我上帝敬拜他。
This is my heartfelt response to the Lord on this Sunday.
因为他赦免我一切的罪，医治我一切的疾病。
Because he has forgiven all my sins.
他也救我脱离死亡。
He redeemed my life from the pit.
以仁爱和慈悲为我的冠冕。
He has crowned me with love and compassion.
我们应该有一些献上的事情。
And then we all have to give thanks.
我们应该有所摆上。
We need to make some kind of offering to the Lord.
我们要述说神对我们的恩典，我们要颂赞神对我们的恩典。
We all need to count our blessings. We all need to sing praises to the Lord.
是由心发出的。
We all need to do this from the bottom of our hearts.
亲爱上帝的子民，我们的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们要分别主日出来献给神，纪念神。
We have to set apart the Lord's day, the Sabbath Sunday, to be with the Lord.
并且在敬拜的中间，我们预备好自己，以诗歌、以祷告、以奉献。作为我们的恩典的祭，献给我们的神。
And we should come prepared every Sunday with songs, with psalms, okay, with a thankful heart.
如果我们这些还年轻的，我们都不赞美的话
，You see, if we do not worship God in our youth,
那些在年老里边才信主的弟兄姐妹会可能会责备我们。
Then the brothers and sisters who came to the Lord in their older years, okay, they are going to admonish us.
他们可能会想，为什么你们有年轻人，你们嗓子那么好，你们不把荣耀归给神？我到这个年纪信的时候，我可能时间不多了。
They might say to the younger generation, why are you not giving thanks and worshiping the Lord in your youth? Why do you wait until you are old and senile like us?
可能在病床的弟兄姊妹会向我们健康的人去投诉。
Or perhaps, okay.Those of us who are on our sick beds, who are of failing health, they are going to complain. Why are you not worshiping God in your good health?
他们卧床没有任何的气力，但我们还有健康可以发声赞美的时候，然而我们闭口不言。
Why wait until you are of failing health, sick in your bed?
可能只会打手语的哑巴会投诉我们。
And then.The people who have lost their voice, who can only use sign language, okay, they are going to complain. They go, why are you not using your voice to give thanks to the Lord?
他说我不能再发声，但是为什么你们可以有声音出来的，为什么不开口赞美我们的神呢？
You see, those who are mute, okay, they are going to say, why I cannot speak, and I wanted to praise the Lord. But you who can speak, why are you not praising the Lord?
当我们说 Thanksgiving 的时候，我们是感恩是有所摆上的。
See, when we want to give thanks, we need to make some kind of an offering.
让我们不要吝啬，张开我们的金嘴去赞美神。
So let us open our mouths, okay, and open up our lips to give praise to the Lord.
用我们的声音，用我们的真情，我们去赞美神，感谢我们的天父。
Use our voices and use our hearts to give thanks and to praise the Lord.
我们除了用嘴，我们也用物去感谢神。
We give thanks with our lips, but we also give thanks with material offerings.
旧约里面献祭是每一个人都有所摆上的。
In the Old Testament, every person had to make some kind of an offering.
最有钱的可以献上公山牛啊，公牛。
The richest people, they offered a bull.
是最穷最穷的人都要把细面放上来烧给上帝。
And then the poorest person had to make an offering too, perhaps of flour.
无论是什么，上帝说你有所献上，
那是对上帝的表达。
But no matter, it doesn't matter if it's a big offering or a small offering, you have to make an offering.
有一个的穷寡妇在奉献的时候，把她养生的两个小钱也投入仓库。
The gospel tells us of a poor widow who gave everything she had, two mites.
最小的两个小钱，她因为感谢上帝的恩典，她献上。
All she had was two mites, two pennies, but she gave them all because of a thankful heart.
又有另外一个女人拿极贵重的真拿达香膏把它打破了。
And another woman came along, and all she had was a bottle of expensive perfume, and she smashed the bottle.
然后膏抹了耶稣，献给耶稣。
And to use the nard inside, the perfume inside.To anoint Jesus.
无论是价值高价值低。
So whether it's a very, very inexpensive offering or a hugely expensive offering,
都是回应神的恩典，都是我们报恩，都是有所摆上。
It is your offering to God from a thankful heart.
今天上帝给我们恩赐。
So today the Lord has given us much.
也给我们才干，给我们时间。
The Lord has given you talents, given you time.
我们可以摆上我们的恩赐、才干和时间。
We can offer our talents, our time, and our gifts.
去归给神。
And offer everything to God.
愿我们做一个感恩的人。
So let us be a thanksgiving person.
所献上的动机是感恩的。
We give with the heart of thanksgiving, the right motivation.
我们也不忘记上帝给我们的恩典。
We forget not all the Lord's benefits to us.
我们最后应当有所摆上。
And then we all make some kind of an offering.
愿意我们成为一个感恩的人。
So let us be thankful people.
我邀请大家低头，我们向上帝，向着我们的上帝，向他来祷告。献上我们对他的感恩。
Let us bow in prayer and offer our thanks to God.
我们有想到的，我们在祷告的中间，我们感谢我们的上帝。
As we pray, let us give thanks to God.
越具体越好。
And be specific, be as specific as possible.
什么时候，哪一件事情，怎么样成就的？
For what do you give thanks?For a specific incident, for something very, very specific.
我们再次向施恩的上帝来向献他来感谢。
And so let us give thanks to the Lord, okay, who was gracious all along.
如果有向上帝许愿的，求主帮助我们能够还愿。
For those of us who have made a vow to God, let us pray that we can keep good our vow.
谢谢上帝。
Give thanks to the Lord.
诚心的谢谢你。
And give thanks from your heart.
我们无以回报。
We actually have nothing to give in return.
但倒过来，你把最好的你自己为我们摆上。
But can you offer up what you can, offer up your best to the Lord?
我们的心也归向你。
Let us return our hearts to the Lord.
用我的生活来赞美你。
And give praise to the Lord in our daily life.
用我感恩的祭把荣耀归给你。
And let us glorify God with a thankful heart.
愿上帝在这里大得荣耀。
And let God receive all the glory and honor here.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们2013年，我们最后用最大的掌声，我们感谢我们的上帝，为我们所看到的一切，我们要感谢我们的上帝。